And I wrote a book about her and I illustrated it. And the things Ruby taught me go like this. Ruby taught me that you're not supposed to be afraid of the bugs under your bed. And even the biggest of the problems are just a group of tiny problems stuck together. And Ruby also introduced me to her friends, the sort of colorful side of the internet culture. She has friends like the snow leopard, who's beautiful but doesn't want to play with the other kids. And she has friends like the green robots that are really friendly but super messy. And she has friends like Linux the penguin, who's really ruthlessly efficient but somewhat hard to understand, and the idealistic foxes and so on. In Ruby's world, you learn technology through play. And, for instance, computers are really good at repeating stuff. So the way Ruby would teach loops goes like this. This is Ruby's favorite dance move. It goes clap, clap, stomp, stomp, clap, clap, and jump. And you learn counter loops by repeating that four times. And you learn while loops by repeating that sequence while I'm standing on one leg. And you learn until loops by repeating that sequence until Mom gets really mad. And most of all, you learn that there are no ready answers.